This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Well, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I've said this time and time again, more of us are going to be diabetic. More of us will have diabetes. There's a bunch of factors for that. One is our baby boomer population continues to age, and they are one of the largest of the populations. Two, your Gen Xs, who thought that diet soda will solve everything, might have actually messed up some of our pancreases and maybe decided to compensate with other calories. So we're at high risk for diabetes too. We've overall been a much more obese population, and obesity keeps rising, such that we're actually seeing a lot of younger individuals with diabetes. Inflation and the recession is causing us to eat cheaper food. I heard that McDonald's, I wasn't going to go, but I got to tell you, it was tempting. McDonald's on their app was selling 50-cent double cheeseburgers. Well, during times like this, when the average burger is $5 plus, and that's not even the average, that's for a fast food small burger, people are going to try to go for cheaper fast food to make their dollar stretch. And then I also believe that COVID is increasing our diabetes numbers. Early on, I had patients who said, look, my sugars were normal. All of a sudden I get COVID, they're abnormal. I'm like, maybe the COVID virus is affecting your pancreas. We have known that diabetes could be related to a virus that affects the pancreas because your pancreas makes insulin. Remember I said sugar and our bodies is kind of like an office setting where the waiting room is the mouth, the hallways is our blood system. Is our blood vessels, and then the rooms of the office are like our cells. So the purpose of the body is to get sugar from the bloodstream into the cell, and insulin is the key. So in order to get sugar from the bloodstream into the cell or the hallway into the room, you need a key. Exercise lubricates the key, decreasing resistance. Pushing against the door, fat is resistance. Decreasing fat can help. Well, the American Diabetic Association updates guidelines each year, and now they've increased some of their recommendations. I think they've added at least 100. And some of them are be a little bit more aggressive on protecting the kidneys because chronic renal disease plagues diabetics all the time, and it adds to the numbers that we have on dialysis. So diabetes and kidneys, we got to watch our kidneys. So they've made some recommendations with that. They also made some recommendations about cholesterol management. As I said, if you're diabetic, it's almost like taking your cholesterol and tripling it in terms of your heart disease risk. You really need to make sure that your cholesterol is in good shape and in good control. But they added sleep. We've spoken about how poor sleep can predispose us to diabetes. Some of you guys said, you know what? I got a solid 5 hours. 5 hours is not good. You need to sleep 7 to 9 hours. And not half-ass sleep, not with the cat waking you up, the dog waking you up, or husband snoring, or you getting up to pee. It needs to be a good, solid 7 to 9 hours. If you don't sleep well, you could be at high risk for diabetes. Remember a few years back, they spoke about nappers, how people who take daytime naps were at higher risk for diabetes. Is it because they took the nap, or is it because they're not getting good sleep? If you're getting half-ass sleep at night, then you're not going to be able to, work on your metabolism, repair certain parts of your body, help the insulin, help the pancreas. Your pancreas needs sleep. Your pancreas needs rest. There's multiple recommendations, but a big concentration and focus is social factors and racial bias. So I have been very, very frustrated seeing guidelines that just kind of are all across the board. you know, where, like colon cancer screening used to be at age 50. Prostate cancer screening, could be a lot of false positives, so discuss it with your doctor. Meanwhile, African Americans are having severe debilitating kidney disease. They're having more aggressive colon cancer, more aggressive prostate cancer. We need to be aware that depending on our backgrounds and our race and our ethnicity, there could be higher risk factors. That needs to be embraced. We also have to understand that with inflation, recession, and job loss and all the other things going on, we have communities that might not be able to go and get the vegetables and the organic vegetables and the fibrous bran muffin. They might have to get the 99-cent loaf of bread on sale or the junk food. There also has to be that education. When I trained at Jules Stein at UCLA for my ophthalmology rotation, I told you there was a beautiful Hispanic woman that went blind abruptly in one eye. So she was sitting there, but she only spoke Spanish. And the residents were kind of making fun of her, going, you see, tortillas, and, you know, it's her diet. And I'm like, okay, wait a second here. So I spoke to her in Spanish, going, when you were diagnosed with diabetes, what did they tell you? She said, no dulces. And that was it. No dulces means no candy. Nobody talked about the rice. Nobody talked about bread. Nobody talked about pasta. So if people aren't educating individuals, then how are they going to make good choices? If they're like, I don't eat cookies, I don't eat M&Ms, so what else do I do? You really need to do diabetic teaching, diabetic training. And so you got to get an exercise regimen. Diabetes is one of the crappiest diseases to have because you have to overhaul your whole life. But on the other end, it is probably the best thing to ever happen to some people because we're supposed to be living our life like that. You're not supposed to be eating one meal a day. You're not supposed to be sedentary and not moving. You're not supposed to be eating sugar. Sugar is bad. It could fuel cancer. It could screw up your arteries, screw up your kidneys, screw up your eyes. Sugar's bad. You're supposed to be limiting your sugar. You're supposed to be eating fiber. Otherwise, you're constipated and you can't take a poop and these refined carbs, they do nothing for you from a nutritional standpoint. Even if they're fortified, I don't care if they're fortified, I'd rather you have the healthier food. So I'm going to write a little piece on this so you guys could access some of the new guidelines and the new changes. But when it comes to diabetes or pre-diabetes or if you're at risk for diabetes in the family, don't dink around it. If you think, I'm good. If you got COVID, you might not be good. You gotta check your blood sugar. If you've been gaining weight, if you're eating like crap, if you're sedentary and you don't sleep well, you could be getting diabetes. 1-877-DR-DALLY, don't go away.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So last hour I asked the question, how much sex should be taught in schools? Some of your comments were none at all. The basics, puberty, but not sex or sex acts. So it's interesting, and I welcome your questions, your comments, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I look at where we're going with education, and we are struggling. We're struggling with our math. We're struggling with our history. We're struggling with our English. You know, they don't do two spaces after a period anymore when they type. That's apparently like old school. I saw an article saying nothing screams over 40 more than spacing twice after a period. I used to get smacked on the wrist in typing class if I didn't space twice after a period. In terms of plural and singular, if you say the boy went to the store, he bought a ball, now you can't do that because it's gender committing. And so to play it safe, you could say the boy went into the store, they bought a ball. So as not to, well, maybe we wouldn't say boy, we'd now probably say Johnny. And then Johnny went into the store, they bought a ball, rather than assuming it's a he. But we aren't supposed to mix single and plural. And so now they're using Z, C, there's other sorts of pronouns they're going to be coming up with. And so, you know, things are changing. And so, you know, these kids have a lot to, you know, stay up with. I think kids need to learn how to navigate a computer and learn what to do when it dies. I mean, when we had an issue with the book, right, like a page rip, we would tape the page. We had an issue with the binding. We could fix that. If somebody is glued to their internet or their laptop or their Chromebook and it dies, what do they do? What is your differential? What do you do to try to fix it? What's its prognosis? I mean, these are things that what the kids have to learn these days is way different. And I don't know if they're learning all of it. So, you know, for me, I think kids do need to learn about puberty. They do need to learn they're going to have changes. They do need to learn that that there are certain desires you may have that may not be societally acceptable, such as, you know, animals, children. They might need to know the laws, okay? You know, if you're a 16-year-old and you sleep with another 16-year-old in that state, are you going to get in trouble? They might need to know the laws if their parents aren't teaching them. But in terms of AIDS and things like that, I don't know. I'm really, really mixed. So my vote is, before you teach sex education, you bring the parents in, you let them see what the curriculum is, let them comment, and if parents are like, look, I got this, I'm teaching my kids, right? I know there's issues at school there, you know, and also prep the parents. Prep the parents and let them know, hey, guys, I just want to let you know, I know you think that, you know, oral sex only happens in high school, but it's happening now in middle school. We've even had some grade schoolers do it. So we are recommending, if you aren't going to want to opt in to the sex ed curriculum, can you talk to your kids about what we're seeing? Can you talk to your kids about this? Fentanyl, you know, alcohol use, things getting mixed. Okay, we want to teach these children, but if you're going to opt out, these are what we're teaching them, and this is something that you might want to teach at home. I think parents would be very appreciative of, I didn't think about teaching them about fentanyl. I didn't think about talking to them about that. But give the parents a choice. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Elon Musk got himself into a little bit of heat when he tweeted, my pronouns are prosecute Fauci. Okay? So, if you know this. So that went viral, got tons of likes. But Emory Infectious Disease doctors wrote, this is antithetical to what we stand for. Insulting science, infectious disease, they wrote on people with trans, non-binary identities who suffer from enough stigma. ID programs should strongly consider leaving this space permanently if this is not taken down. So I don't know if Elon Musk kept it up or not. I really don't follow what he does. But prosecute Fauci, that is something that is going to pervade the next probably Congress in terms of, you know, not so much the lockdowns, but how much Dr. Fauci knew about what happened in Wuhan, how much his team could have been involved in terms of funding it. And you know, if he did lie, if he lied under oath, some people think it's just a witch hunt. But I don't know where to go from here, because on one end, I do respect Dr. Fauci's years of service, and I get he was in a difficult, you know, position when you are a physician, you know, in politics. I understand that could be a little, it's not like me being in my own practice saying, okay, this is BS, this is what I want, you know, this is what you need to do. You know, he had to, you know, say things on camera and everything he said was scrutinized. And so I get that it's difficult. On the flip side, he has admitted that he wasn't upfront with people because he felt he couldn't speak in the Trump administration. Well, no doctor should stay in that position. He should have resigned that second. The second he wanted to get on a mic and he felt like he couldn't speak or say, then you resign. You don't challenge your ethics. If you really feel like you couldn't speak or say what you needed to say, the patients come first. But, you know, my concern is he still wanted his job. So he's worked for multiple administrations, and I get it's a very lucrative job, but either A, you did get to speak your mind and give your opinion, and you're just saying that so you please the anti-Trump people, or B, you really forced yourself against your ethics to give advice that was against every fiber in your being, and then that's unethical. And that's professional misconduct. So I'm a little confused as to what the heck is going on. I mean, you know, if Trump said, look, I don't want people panicking. I don't want people, you know, shooting themselves in the head because they think they have COVID. I don't want, you know, I want there to be a very, we have public health, we have CDC, we have NIH, we have FDA, we have the HHS. You know, we meet, we come up with a systematic approach, and we don't politicize this. And instead, Trump's like, I'm working on a vaccine, and Kamala Harris said, I'm not going to take it, and Hillary Clinton said, I'm not going to take it. I mean, it was a cluster and a half. And so if I was Dr. Fauci, and I worked for Trump and Biden, I would say what originally Fauci had said the very first day, hey, guys, these masks are not going to protect you 100%. Right? They may provide a barrier. They're not going to protect you 100%. You might want to think about using them. That was honest. He was honest with that. And then all of a sudden it got to, okay, well, we're going to mandate and we have to support the mandate and we have to do this. And, you know, and I could see he struggled. I am very concerned at how involved we were with the Wuhan lab. And then why wasn't that made apparent? And why did one concern is his alleged squashing of the story that could have, shed light early on when President Trump said, you know, this came from China, this came from a lab, and, you know, Fauci's like, no, and, you know, trying to not investigate that, whether it was a job or not, then, you know, he had a position on that could have misled people, and here we are 3 years after the virus was let out of the lab, which happened, I believe, the end of summer, early fall of 2019. Here we are, we're still going, now we have these new variants. Were the variants coming out of the lab, too? What the hell's going on here, people? So, you know, it'll be interesting to see what happens. And I don't want Dr. Anthony Fauci a scapegoat for all the lockdowns and all the BS that these public officials did. But I do want our physicians who take these political roles, which should have never been political. The NIH is not supposed to be political. But take these roles to please put patient first and the science first. And say, look, guys, you know, we don't know. We're investigating it. This is the best information we have. And I get, you know, vaccines could have side effects. You know, that, you know, these masks may not always work. But you got to be honest. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Stock market.
market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
USA Radio News.
I'm Rich Johnson. It is or will be a winter mess across much of the U.S. this week, starting in the mountains of the west.
Snow buried parts of the Sierra, including Soda Springs Ski Resort, where 5 feet of snow fell in just 48 hours. More than 15 million people in 14 states, including Colorado, Kansas, Oklahoma, and Texas, are under some sort of winter weather alert.
Correspondent Katie Lewis says these severe storms head to the lower Mississippi River Valley tomorrow. A long to-do list in the last days of the 117th Congress, starting with funding the government. Everything will shut down on Friday unless there's a deal. Gas prices continue to trend down. Today's nationwide average price for unleaded regular, according to AAA, $3.26. It's below $3 a gallon in much of the South, but still tops $4 in the West. This is USA Radio News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So an American college student is missing. While he was studying in France, he was supposed to be back home for the holidays. And Ken DeLand, 22 years old, has been missing since December 3rd. He was last spotted at an Alps sports store at 9 a.m. on December 3rd. The parents heard from him November 27th, but his phone no longer pings. This could be out of juice. college student was supposed to return home for the holidays this week. The FBI is helping with the search. French police say they can't really share information because he's an adult and, you know, privacy issues, even though, I mean, oh my God, as a mom, I'd be like, he's my baby, I want to know everything. But when they're 22, they're an adult, so French authorities can't really share a lot of information. His mom, Carol, has been messaging every day. Kenny, just call me, pick up the phone, you can talk to me about anything. And so, you know, it's not that they're assuming he ran away, it's just in case they don't want to, you know, think the worst. And so they've taken their plea public, and they're asking for help. He had been staying with a host family while studying at the University of Grenoble, Alps. His family's last contact was a WhatsApp message on November 27th telling them that he was taking a train to Valence in southeastern France. His phone was believed to have pinged last on November 30th. Yet on December 3rd, he was spotted on surveillance cameras at a sporting goods store in Alpine Resort, Montlemar. And he made a purchase of $8.40 at 9 a.m. So what makes this a little bit more confusing is if he, let's say, was abducted and you know, like at the end of November, and that's when he stopped all communication with the family, then you see him appearing healthy, walking through a store a few days later. So did he purposely stop talking to family? Does he usually not talk to them every day? Unsure. This was the final known sighting of Ken. His family was informed their son was missing by a college liaison worker who contacted them after he failed to report to class and didn't return to his host family. Ken's mom, Carol, said the college filed a missing persons report because they hadn't seen him for 24 hours. She goes, I'm not there, I'm here, I'm thousands of miles away. His father, Kenneth DeLand Sr., it says it's not characteristic of him to not reach out and let us know what's going on. And the fact that the phone appears to stop pinging is concerning. Now, I don't know if he went on a hike, I don't know if something happened, there's an accident, but this is obviously very, you know, very scary. His mom told Good Morning America, if anybody has a way to help us and find him, help us with the officials, please help us. She still messages him every day. It's heartbreaking. And Ken's father said he loved France. He was enjoying it. He loved to travel. It was a trip he was looking forward to. You know, and France isn't necessarily known for, you know, a hotbed of, you know, tourist abductions like other countries are. So, you know, if anybody does know anything, you know, please report to the FBI or your local authorities and they'll know how to navigate it. But he was a senior at St. John Fisher University in Rochester, New York, and spent the last few months studying at the University of Grenoble, Alps. And the family is now launching a website. They're worried, and I don't blame them. He was last seen in a red jacket, scarf, gray beanie, blue pants, black pack, and sneakers, 6 feet tall, 190 pounds. So the study abroad organizers, the American Institute for Foreign Study, says that, you know, they are concerned. They've been in contact with the family. But the American Institute for Foreign Study, they place them, they keep, you know, contact with them. So this is just something that starts to, you know, it just, something just doesn't seem right. And it's, you know, for him to want to run away, in France, you know, I'm just not buying that that's what happened. So it's a little nerve wracking. But he doesn't look like December 3rd that he was under any duress. So, not sure what happened. We'll keep you guys posted. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Some of you were trying to get home yesterday. There were 6,400 plane delays within the United States or into or out. Cancellations, there were a few hundred. But there was over 20,000 delays globally for travel, 2,000 cancellations. But America had its share of delays because of the storm. Today, a little better, but still a couple thousand delays, a couple thousand cancellations. So this was a pretty, pretty bad winter storm, and it's still going on. They say the storm packed winds up to 80 miles an hour, is now marching towards the nation's interior today, threatening to pound a swath of the nation with snow measured in feet and wind gusts approaching 80 miles per hour. Remember, 74 miles per hour is hurricane wind. So 80 miles per hour, pretty bad winds. According to USA Today, almost 15 million people in more than a dozen states had faced foul weather warnings or watches on Monday. Blizzard or winter storm warnings were in effect for parts of Oregon, Nevada, Idaho, North Dakota, South Dakota, Wyoming, Colorado, and Nebraska. They said the system will then stall across the Central Plains into Thursday, producing heavy, several days of heavy snow, blowing snow, blizzard conditions, freezing rain in the upper Midwest. There can be tornadoes with these winds, severe thunderstorms, as well as flooding, especially in the south. Some of these states might see 2 feet of snow. The Weather Service in Colorado said the storm could arrive late Monday, last through Tuesday, and bring whiteout conditions and road closures. If you don't have to go to work, you can stay home, and, you know, you got food, I would bunker down. They said heavy snow will likely accumulate to more than a foot in some areas, which, combined with strong winds, will produce nearly impossible travel. Yeah, it's frightening. You know, me as a physician, I do telemedicine, so last night, after the game, well, I expected the Dolphins to win. It was a good game, though. Watching the game, I saw some patients after the game, and there was a child pretty sick. I said, you got to take him in. Father's like, but there's snow. I can't go anywhere. I'm like, well, you know, this sounds pretty serious. You might need to call 911, but somebody's got to see the baby. That's frightening when you have these whiteout conditions and you can't get to the hospital when you need to. So, the storm hit also Southern California. Southern California had 7 inches of rain. Northern California had 5 feet of snow. More than 6,000 U.S. flights were delayed on Sunday. AccuWeather forecasters said over a foot of snow, strong winds, and blizzard conditions are expected for the northern plains to start this week. A lot of snow will be dumped in the Midwest. So please be careful out there. There's also going to be some violent thunderstorms. As I said, wind gusts of up to 80 miles an hour and even tornadoes. Kansas, Oklahoma, northern Texas have a significant risk to lives and property expected to unfold over the next day or two. And then it could target cities like Springfield, Missouri, Little Rock, Arkansas, Houston, New Orleans. It's a big contrast from warm, humid air and then the cold front coming in. So Sierra Nevada. When I lived in Reno, Nevada, we would go skiing in the Sierra Nevadas near Lake Tahoe. 5 feet of snow hit that. Oh, gosh, I wish I could go skiing. Oh, man, they got some good snow. Ventura, San Luis Obispo counties got about 7 inches of rain. We need the rain. My problem living in the desert is it's like all or nothing. Why can't we get, you know, sprinkles here and there? And why can't we have rain that comes throughout? It's just, and I got rain where I live. We got, you know, some rain and some of the mountains got powdered with some snow nearby us. So we got some snow at the higher elevations near where I live. But, you know, we have a huge drought issue. And people say, well, you see, you're getting a lot of rain. You got more rainfall this year than other years. But it didn't come, it wasn't such that, you know, it could feed the plants and, you know, it would come all at once. You'd have flash floods. You could collect the water and the washes, but it doesn't, you know, it's not the same as being able to enjoy that rain throughout the year. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, you know, every now and then you hear from people that they're being discriminated against. And this is something that has plagued our nation, plagued the world. Discrimination has happened in so many different forms. But there was a period of time where somebody said, you know what, they didn't choose me because I'm a girl. Or they didn't choose me because I'm a guy. Or they didn't choose me because I'm X, Y, and Z. There was a time when people started to kind of question that. And they said, really, maybe you just weren't a good applicant. And they wanted to pick somebody a little better than you. And to make you feel better, you're saying it's, you know, because you're X, Y, and Z. Well, more and more now, we are having just proof or just openness about why people aren't being chosen. And it's starting to make people a little nervous because I thought we weren't going to discriminate against anybody. It was, you know what? You're the best candidate. We're going to choose you. You know, you put in your seniority. This is, and that's not necessarily happening that way. And I understand there's been a lot of individuals who have lost out on opportunities because of societal discriminatory practices. But I thought we've made some amazing headway, and if we continue to prevent any form of discrimination, you know, we will hopefully continue to progress. We might not solve all the issues, but hopefully continue to progress. Instead, it's almost like it's okay to discriminate with people being outward and open. So a Pennsylvania school board member was very open about refusing to vote for the only cis white male on the board as the next president. This is a Pennsylvania school board member for the Upper Moreland School District. It's in the northern suburbs of Philly. And they had their board president election December 6th. Let me see if I have her name. Miss Jennifer Salat led the election until new president was elected. The race was between April Steinbeck and Greg D'Elia. Steinbeck got an 8-1 victory. And D'Elia, a father of three, previously served as an area school director, and was the lone vote for himself. He had the backing of area Democrats, so it wasn't that he was Republican or a Trumper. This was, from what we understand, because he was cis white male. Prior to voting, Salat said, I believe that Mr. D'Elia would make an excellent president. However, I feel that electing the only cis white male on this board president of this district sends the wrong message to our community. A message that is contrary to what we as a board have been trying to accomplish. Mrs. Steinbeck has done an exemplary job as president these last few months, and the strength of her performance has earned her my vote tonight. So rather than just saying that, Ms. Steinbeck did a great job. She had to preface that the other candidate was a cis white male. If this was the 1950s, or 40s, or 30s, or 20s, and somebody said that people would say, well, if we elect somebody of a different race, it could send the wrong message. We stopped that behavior. We have overcome with the Civil Rights Act and with societal's refusal to allow people to choose, have race, gender, creed as a factor for elections, that we've overcome. We should never have a statement like that. But now we do. And the fact that it was on a microphone, it was at the election, she had no problem saying she can't elect a cis white male. Well, so we're discriminating again. So when somebody said, look, I didn't get the job because I'm a white male, you know, I mean, in the olden days, you'd be like, okay, what are you talking about? And now it's when it's out there. And what also makes this so significant is this is a school board member. So you have kids that are mixed race, of one race or another, white, cis, trans. What does that tell the kids that they're going to be at a disadvantage based on how they identify? Now, again, somebody could say, well, for years and for decades, it was the other way, which is wrong, which was horrible. And it should have never been that way. And I am embarrassed as hell that our society had that sort of attitudes towards, I mean, women couldn't vote. Black individuals couldn't be at a restaurant or be served. I mean, just absolutely horrifying what had happened. But we overcame that and said, guys, no more. We're not going to discriminate. A child wants to go to school. You let the child go to school. I don't care what race they are. They're a child, for crying out loud. Now we have children who are going to ask, okay, you know, what's cis, what's trans, what's, you know, well, you know, are you a boy? Yes, do you feel like you're a boy? Do you feel like you're a girl? You know, which do you prefer to be? And I want to be a boy. Well, you're a cis male. I mean, this is, and I know the average kid doesn't watch the school board meetings, but this is, you know, I mean, I get there's a lot of private conversations in board meetings and at schools and going, look, we got to look more diversified. Otherwise, we could look racist. We got to get more diversity. I get they're having those conversations. And that is really opening up a lot of controversy, how, you know, good candidates may be chosen over because, you know, certain quotas are met. We have enough females. We don't need any more females. We have enough African-Americans. We don't need any more African-Americans. I mean, I don't know what these conversations are. The conversations should be about, okay, guys, let's just look at the best candidate. We don't need to be putting race into a factor, gender into a factor, cis, trans. But this is a school board meeting where now it's just out in the open where she felt that she would be getting, you know, whole public support for being anti-cis white male. Well, we have a lot of cis white males. Our president is cis white male. Your priest could be a cis white male. Your doctor could be a cis white male. We really have to, not try to fight discrimination by discriminating the other side. You don't fight racism being racist. You fight racism by not being racist and saying we are not going to label people based on their color. And I don't know if D'Elia is white. He could have, you know, he could be part Hispanic. He could be part, you know, we don't know. You're assuming you know somebody's ethnicity. I Kanye West's name is Ye now. What does Ye, you can't, when you see Ye, know exactly, you know, where he's from and what his roots are from. I mean, you know, and I'm, you know, interesting that he changed his name because I think Kanye West now has so many bad headlines with all the things you've said about Hitler and all the, you know, stupid stuff he's done. But, you know, I thought we have progressed to a nation now where we cannot identify somebody based on what they look like on the outside. Didn't that one woman get in trouble because she pretended to be black? And her family's like, what are you talking about? She's white. And then she got kicked out of groups because she had pretended. And I mean, what are we doing here? So, I think we need to be, we were on the right track of no discrimination. No racism. We need to stay on that track. 1-877-DOCTOR.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.